All right. Did not participate was Monte, concussion. Jordan Reed, hamstring. Trent Williams, knee. Limited were Moses, ankle. Brown, hamstring, Achilles. Mo Harris, concussion. McLean, toe. Roulier, hand. And Spate, ankle. Everybody else is full.
Did Ioannidis have his cast off today? Is that something
he did.
That
looked good?
Okay. Yeah. Just could you expand on that a little bit?
What's that?
Just how did he look at practice?
Oh, he did good. He had it off yesterday too, so yeah, it's good to see his fingers.
How's Morgan Moses looking?
He's out there, did some individual today. It was very limited, but he's making progress, which is a good thing.
Is there ever concern, I mean, with these ankle injuries that keep popping up, not only just this year, but it seems like we've kind of seen him have ankle injuries over the previous years. Is there something to it? Have you guys kind of...
I think he had a foot before, and now he's got a couple ankles, so, you know, he's a big guy, just got to work on his ankle strength in the off season. But I think he'll be fine eventually. You know, these are just nagging injuries that happen from year to year, from time to time, to different guys, but I don't think this will be a reoccurring issue. I think once these things heal up, he'll be fine.
With Ioannidis, how much, you know, he's out there playing, but how many times would you watch a film and say, if he only had basically two hands available, he could have done this, or that? How much did it restrict him?
Yeah, it restricts him a little bit. I think he would have had a sack last week, actually. You know, he escaped on his cast hand, which he couldn't grab any cloth. So it does have an impact, without a doubt. I'd be lying if it didn't. But I think he's been gutting it out and doing the best he can with what he has to work with, and he's been playing effectively, but just not quite as good as he would without it.
And then switching gears, Samaje Perine, you know, how would you evaluate what he's done so far? And also, you know, not just as a runner, but also in pass protection, how much better does he need to get there to basically view him as maybe the guy going forward in the future?
Yeah, he's getting better. We just didn't ask him to do a whole lot of that pass pro early, you know, because we had Chris and Rob. He was like our third string pass protecting type guy. But when he was in the game and base and we did any play action passes, he was okay in pass protection. But now he's getting more opportunities. So the jury's still out on his pass protection, but I think he's doing well, you know, out in practice. He knows who he's going to, and his technique has been fine. It's just a matter of going out and do it in live action, and we'll see it in the last 4 weeks.
I saw that in second, Sheriff yesterday were full in practice for the first time, I think, since they got injured. What is it like to get them in there for their normal practice load, and how does that help out preparations?
It's been good. You know, the tough thing with Ty, like I mentioned before, is he's been working at left guard, left tackle, right tackle, or hadn't done any right tackle. And then last week when Morgan went down, he had to flip over to right tackle, and that's not easy for a guy to do. So it's been nice just getting him some work on one side, on the left side, and obviously having Brandon in there full-time has been good. So, you know, the more you get these guys out there on a consistent basis, the better chances you have on game day when you're talking about communication, especially with all the different fronts that they play on third down, the odd fronts and some of the even fronts and the jam fronts. So important for the communication.
All right, so are you just working Ty on the left side this week, or is he taking some snaps at right tackle in case Morgan can't go?
He's been predominantly working at left tackle, you know, this week.
Left tackle or left guard?
Left tackle. This is practice because Trent's not practicing.
With Vernon Davis, and you know, his production's gone down a little bit the last couple weeks for a variety, whatever reason. What do you see as the impact on him without having Jordan out there on the same field at the same time?
You know, a little bit. I think having those two out there at the same time is one of our best personnel groupings. The two tight end sets. We don't do it as much, not because Niles can't do it. We just have been in the three receiver sets a little bit more to try to get Jameson, Josh, and Ryan out there at the same time, and we've been behind last week, so we're in that personnel group. But I don't think his production has really suffered without Jordan. If anything, he's getting more opportunities. Just the last couple weeks, he hasn't got many.
Well, is there anything too? I know it's like the Giants were using Landon on him a lot. I don't know if they would typically do that in the past. And it seems like sometimes there's two guys going at him, which maybe should open it up. Do you see more of that going on with him?
Well, I think when we're in the one tight end set and we open up Vernon or Jordan, and Landon or the safety will go down on them, and then the corners and the nickel will cover the receivers if they're playing man-to-man. So if we're in two tight end sets and they're in base, then sometimes we get the matchup that we like with him either on the other safety or possibly a linebacker. But you know, it's just a matter of depending on what personnel or group they're in and what we're in.
With all the fires in Southern California right now, does it impact at all what you guys do logistically, or is there any sort of concern with the air quality going in Southern
California? Yeah, it's a concern. I don't know to what extent, though. I'm not really haven't really been checking out the news. I just heard little bits of it, but you know, I'm sure if it wouldn't be safe, we wouldn't be going out there. I think it's from what I hear, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
You guys had that crazy schedule, a couple Thursday night games, fast turnarounds. Now that you've had a weekend and maybe a couple extra days, are you noticing any change in energy? Do the team seem a little more refreshed this week?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it was good to get these guys a couple days off and refresh their bodies and also their minds. Everybody came back with a pretty good frame of mind, you know. You got to put the games behind you when you lose and when you win, quite frankly, and move forward and get ready for the next opponent. And I think our guys have done that. So it's been great watching them play and getting some guys healthy, and it's been a good week.